Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 249, Cargo.
This podcast is her only hope and her greatest threat.
Oh, man!
It is true. We are most people's greatest threat.
We are. I, for one, take pride in that.
I'm pretty proud of that, too, actually, Chaos. Because, yeah? I mean, I like being threatening.
You do, Carnage. You really like being threatening, I have to say.
Except to kittens and doggies. I like animals.
Well, yeah, you're very nice to animals.
Just not people.
Just not people.
It's fine. How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Hanging in there,
How was your week?
Okay. I still don't have a car yet, and I don't have a...
That was going to be my next question.
I don't have an estimate if the car is totaled or not, so it's just kind of hanging in the balance of life
still,
and stuff.
Huh?
Yeah. But nothing new bad things have happened, right?
I mean,
my house didn't burn down.
That's good.
My house could have burned down. Knock on wood.
Lots of bad things could have happened, but didn't.
Yeah.
Natural disaster, fire, flood... Limousine?
How is limousine a natural disaster? Or do you mean a limousine can go through my house?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking hard, especially where we live. So we don't see many limousines out in the boonies.
No, but it'd be funny.
You're an asshole.
I didn't mean it'd be funny if it went through your house. Just if it was a limousine and it went through your house, that would be kind of funny.
What if it was a clown car and went through my house with clowns inside?
Funny.
You're an asshole. What if it was a dog catcher van and it went through my house?
I mean, that would be different.
But still funny, right?
I didn't say everything was funny. I was specifically talking about limousines.
What if it was a Hummer limo?
That would be funny. That would also be catastrophic.
My house would be a total loss then, yes. Yeah, pretty much. How was your week?
Fine. Little things kept going wrong, but overall it was a good week, especially because it's my birthday week.
Oh, shit. That's right. You know what? And I forgot. I have to sing for you, don't I?
You do have to sing for me because I sang for you.
But I can't sing. That was the problem.
Neither can I. Get to singing.
What's it called again?
It's called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Can I have music at least?
You can work that out for yourself.
Okay, hold on. Get the music up here. Thank you, YouTube. YouTube for the assist. Oh, look. It's a great insurance commercial I had first. Oh, it's for
say,
me. It's for all State Farm. It's acceptable then.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. It's coming. Okay, you got to cut a lot of that silence out. You know that, right? I don't know the words. You know that, right?
Well, why didn't you look them up?
I don't know. Thanks for all the fish. Hold on, I got to look at the words. You gotta cut all this out. Hold on.
I am cutting none of this out.
You have to cut all this out because every time I look up So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, it brings up another completely different song.
Yeah, there is
Willy Wonka and Major Tom and
there is a song that's also called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Yes.
I don't want those songs though.
So put Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in with So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. Lyrics on demand. I hate you forever. This. Nope, I brought the same one. Hold on. I'm having problems here. Oh, fuck me.
All I can say is I did it, so it can be done.
I know. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Such a horrible singer. So long and thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We tried to warn you all, but oh dear. You may not share our intellect, which may explain your disrespect for all the natural ones around you. So long, so long, so long for all the fish. Is that enough? Do I have to do the next verse too?
No, that's all you have to do.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's so horrible. I'm sorry.
I mean, hit those high notes, sucker.
I don't sing. I have no singing ability whatsoever, even a little bit. So
I know.
Fuck you. Tell them who we are and what we do, and then I did that.
Thank you for my birthday song. I really appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. we are the Mostly Podcast tonight.
Fuck you. Mostly.
Thank you. We are two best friends of 25 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks so you don't have to. Most of the time, it is because we have a genuine desire to share them with you, our lovely audience, but sometimes they are revenge or prevenge picks. Because we have hashtag friendship goals. Our friendship lives in the hashtag Mariana's Trench of Hate, where we MMA style duke it out when we don't see eye to eye on movies, because we have our very own octagon down there. warnings for spoilers ahead and expletives ahead.
That is right. That is right. And this is not a prevenge pick at all. But I chose Cargo this week. It was in 2017. It was TVMA. It was an hour and 45 minutes long, and it got a 6.3 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked, because the tomato meter is certified fresh at an 87%. Critics' consensus, Cargo takes a refreshingly character-driven approach to the zombie genre that's further distinguished by its Australian setting and Martin Freeman's terrific lead performance. Audience score, 66%.
It's about the same with IMDb.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you before we get into the casting, my mom is a gem. We've talked before about my mother. Mama Carnage, yes, because she will often watch these movies with me. And this started way before we even did the podcast. I've said this story before, but I'm going to tell the story again. I used to spend all of October, every weekend was horror movie weekend. Mm-hmm. And the first time we did it, I handed Mama Carnage a pile of movies and said, pick one from this pile. And she routed the back of all of them. And she goes, here, let's watch this one first. This backpacker movie sounds kind of nice. It doesn't sound so bad. It was Hostel. So ever since then, it's just been kind of funny. You know, I think of ways to describe movies to her. But she did this one on her own. So I said, hey, I've got to watch this movie for the podcast. She's like, what's it about? I'm like, well, it's about zombies, but it's got Martin Freeman in it. So she goes, oh, posh zombies then. So hashtag posh zombies has to be a thing now.
Hashtag posh zombies. We're going to tag it on our post. Know it. I love it. Posh zombies.
She's so funny. I'm like, I don't even know where she got that from. Like, I don't even think she doesn't even remember who Martin Freeman is. Because then she's like, we're watching the movie. She's like, I know him. I'm like, from Sherlock, which I've made her watch. She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, from Love Actually, from The Office, like I'm like from The Hobbit, like we've gone through all the things.
He's in everything.
I know. It's like the guy we used to think of, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like,
yeah,
we used to be a joke before even Sherlock happened, because yeah, we'd see all these British shit and he was in everything.
And he was in everything.
Hey, it's that guy that we don't know his name, but he's in everything. He just looks like a plain old bloke, but he's in everything.
Yeah.
Which personally, I'm not so sure about him. Like, you know how some people, like some actors, you're like, you can just kind of get a beat on, like, you really want to meet them because you think they're just downright good people. I think you think about like, The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just some that you're like, you're not so sure about as a human being.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman's that kind of person to me. Like, I'm
not so sure about him.
He's a good human being. Like, why? I like his sense of humor. I don't know. I've watched different, like, shows with him on it, like, yeah, like interviews. That's the thing I was thinking of.
Okay.
Talk shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, he just comes off as a giant, like, I know he's got a dry sense of humor and he's very funny, but he also comes off as like this giant asshole. Oh. So I'm like, it's funny, but I wonder what he's like in real life. Like, I don't get a good beat on him, so
I'm not so sure about him personally. Guess what? He lives in England, so you'll probably never find out.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, as an actor, I enjoy him. As a person, not so much.
As an actor, I enjoy him, too. Oh, my gosh. I remember, I think the first thing I ever saw him on was Worst Week of My Life, which is a British comedy.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, who is this guy? And then he kept showing up. In fact, there's like the one thing I can remember from that show is him going, next time I'll suck your nipples. And that's the only thing I can remember from that whole show. And then it was like he kept showing up in everything.
Oh yeah, he's like in Black Books. He's like on the pilot episode of like everything that we've watched. Like he just pops up on.
Yeah, he just pops up. He was even in Hot Fuzz for a hot second.
Well, he and Simon Pegg are best friends, so that's why.
Oh okay.
Yeah, because he was in Shaun of the Dead too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then of course at the World's End.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm surprised the man didn't get into a time machine. Go back in time to be on Are You Being Served? And like, what's that one you watch with Hyacinth?
Keeping Up appearances.
I mean, that's how much of, you know, he's in everything. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Surprised he's not in things that happened before he was born. Yep.
All right. Well, we talked about Martin Freeman, who played Andy. Maybe let's get on with the rest of the cast.
All right. Rest of the cast. Thumi was Simone Landers.
She's in Thor, Love and Thunder, The Flood, and Grace Beside Me.
Kay was Susie Porter.
She was in Gold, Ladies in Black, and my favorite Australian TV show, Wentworth. Which, can I pimp this for a second?
Go ahead.
Have you seen Wentworth?
No.
You have to watch it.
I know what it's about. I don't want to watch it.
Okay. If you are American and you've seen Orange is the New Black, go watch Wentworth. It is so far superior than Orange is the New Black. It's a great show. It's fantastic. So.
Okay. Etta was Chris McQuaid.
She was in Rosehaven, Mortal Kombat, and also in Wentworth.
Vic was Anthony Hayes.
He was in Golf, Total Control, and War Machine.
Lorraine was Karen Pistorius.
She was in Mortal Engines, High Ground, and Unhinged. And I try to look her up because I'm like, Oscar Pistorius, he was that athlete that killed his girlfriend. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
He was an Olympian. He's a he's got two prosthetic legs. Yeah, he's got two prosthetic legs that he runs on. Mm-hmm. But he was in not the Special Olympics, but the main Olympics, and you know.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but then he killed his girlfriend and it became a whole thing. But his last name was Pistorius, and I'm like, I wonder if they're related, but I couldn't find anything that they were related, so maybe it's just a common Australian name.
Hopefully they're not.
You're giving that look. Stop giving me that look. Shut up. I hate you.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't. You just gave me that look. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Zombies take over Australia and things go awry.
Things go very awry.
I got so excited.
Yeah?
You know I got excited. When I found out that Etta was also in Wentworth, I just had to call Mama Carnage because it's one of her favorite shows too.
Yes, and tell her. You did.
Why won't you watch Wentworth?
Because I don't like that kind of show.
It doesn't like you either, but it would still let you watch it.
That's nice.
I hate you. I watch all sorts of stuff for you, and you just don't watch one thing for me. Now I get this look. All right. Should we get into this movie?
Yeah, let's.
Okay. So it's a zombie movie.
It is.
But it's interesting because they know things. Like, they have these specially made kits. Like, they're prepared for this. Like, Australia is super prepared.
Mm-hmm.
They have these, like, first aid kits in case you run into a zombie where it's got instructions. And they've got watches that times it down, like, once you've been bitten, that it's exactly 48 hours. Like, if the apocalypse happened, Australians would be the most prepared motherfuckers alive. They'd have that down to a science, apparently.
Probably.
But it's Andy and Kay and their daughter, Rosie. They've, what I thought was their houseboat. They've stolen a houseboat.
Yes.
And they're floating down a river trying to find survivors or anything, you know, just trying to live basically.
Yeah.
Trying to stay off the mainland where the zombies are.
Yeah.
It's very apparent that Andy doesn't have a great relationship with his daughter. He's just not a good dad. You know, he's not into it.
Well, she's only like 8 months or something.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to get into it when they're just little beans that sit there all day and scream and cry.
That's fun. What are you talking about? They're little beans. You just sling them on your back and you're good to go. I mean, come on.
I mean, that baby was adorable.
She was.
And he was so cute when he had her on his back in the little papoose. And he's just walking around with her like that. It's so cute.
They actually run into a family on the riverbank, but the father on the riverbank actually threatens Andy with a gun. He lifts up his shirt and there's a gun there. He's like, okay, I'm going away.
Yeah, he was just being nice. He was like, hi. And then the wife and the child were like, hi. And then the dad's like, I got a gun. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's trying to protect his family. Although that ends up not well. Anyway, we find out later.
Yeah.
But they come across a sailboat, which while Kay's down with Rosie, Andy goes across and he just kind of scavenges it. And he gets food and all sorts of stuff, and he finds a bottle of wine. And but he hears creaking from behind the door, and he gets the fuck out once he hears that. And he surprises Kay with this food because they were about ready to run out of food. I think they had like three meals left, and that was it.
Yeah, they were talking about rationing in the at the start.
Right, or going onto the mainland, which they really like onto the land, which they really didn't want to do because it's just so much more dangerous. Well, he surprises Kay with this food. He's like, "Look, I found all this food, and it was totally safe." He's like, "Oh, it was fine. It was totally safe, you know." And not telling her what he heard,
right?
Like a dipshit, he takes Rosie, and they go lay down. And Kay's like, well, if it's totally safe, I'm going to go see what I can scavenge. And cause she finds the wine where it's a note from Andy, like, happy anniversary. She goes over. She finds a razor. And then she finds a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And the zombie bites her.
The zombie bites her.
She makes it back and she's like bleeding. I think she gets bit on her...
on her, like, leg or something?
I'm trying to remember.
It's, like, her knee area.
Knee, bite underneath. Thank you. She makes it back to the boat, though, somehow, and they find her, and they've got that first aid pack where it's got, like, a little... It almost looks like one of those bolts that they kill livestock with, but it's handheld, where it's, like, a nail gun, like a handheld nail gun where you press it and you stab yourself in the brain. Or you stab a zombie in the brain.
Yeah.
It's part of the first aid kit. I don't know. It's with the instructions along with a smartwatch that counts down 48 hours. Which, like, again, fucking prepared Australia. I mean, come on now. And everyone knows what these watches are. Like, they're like, oh, you've been bitten. Like, how long? It makes me wonder how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
That everyone fucking knows.
Yeah, that everybody's like, oh yeah, sure, we're very familiar with these first aid kits. Of course, it's Australia. They probably have, like, instructional videos that air on, like, every channel on TV. Like, so before they even got to the apocalypse part, they already knew what to expect.
Right, they probably have one for, like, giant earthworms, like, if tremors ever happens. So, like, hey, we're prepared.
They're like, oh, you've got the earthworm watch, cool.
They've got special first aid kits for every possible scenario. Yes. Like, be like, oh, a yacht turned up in your house and aliens came out of it? That's that video. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, the Tremors pack actually comes with a pole vault, you know, a little pole for pole vaulting.
I love that. That's a good idea. We were watching, I sent Chaos a TikTok where it's the pole vaulting scene from Tremors, but done to the Mentos commercial. It's fucking crazy.
Mentos freshness.
Brought a little bit of the 90s back for us. It was great.
It was a little blast from the past. It was hysterical with that clip, too. Oh, my gosh.
So perfect.
It was perfect together, yes. It was like, oh, those goofy guys. Never mind the giant killer worms.
So Kay puts the bracelet on, and they know they've got the time's clock and they've got 48 hours. They know there's a hospital nearby, so they're going to risk it. They're going to go to the mainland, get to the hospital. And there's something weird about when you become a zombie. There's like this goo almost.
Yeah.
Looks like snot or like Vaseline. I don't even know what it is. Yeah. It just looks, it's like a yellow viscous snot.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could say it. But that it's when you know that...
you've been infected?
Yeah, you got it. And she says here, an injection that neutralizes the brain so an infected feels no pain while transitioning. That's not what that was, though. That was a fucking tool you used to kill the zombie. They have this wrong in this thing, but whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, you've got Toomey, who's feeding something to a pit. And you see a lot of other indigenous people kind of doing a war party. And they're burning, you know, burning the zombies' bodies and just trying to, you know, keep themselves safe, basically.
Yeah.
But Thumi's on her own and she's feeding something. And like, you hear something into a pit. She like throws like a piece of like an animal down there and you hear crack, 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 crack. You don't know what it is till later, but it's actually her father who's been turned.
Yeah.
But she's got him like leashed up and like... his mouth, like, kind of bound so he can't bite. And she, like, has him follow her around by, like, when Andy runs into her later. I mean, she uses her blood to have, to bring her father back to her to, like, kind of, you know, attract his attention.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's dealing with her father because she thinks the clever man, who is a member of the indigenous tribe, can turn him back. Anyway, so while Andy and Kay and Rosie get to the mainland, they find an abandoned car and they take it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes total fucking sense. And it's when they're prepping the car to be filled to... Prepping the car to go, that's when Kay first notices the ooze. She notices it on the backseat of the car. So she kind of knows what zombie matter looks like.
Yeah.
And she's doing okay. She wants to kill herself, but Andy's like, no, we're going to get you to this hospital. She's like, just leave me behind. She even tries to eject herself from the car.
Yeah.
Just leave me behind. I'm getting sicker. But, it, you know, Andy's not giving up on her. Puts her in the car. He wrenches off the door handle. She even passes out changing Rosie's diaper one time.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually just rips the door handle off so she can't try to yeet herself out of the car because she tried it while it was running.
Yeah.
But eventually he gets distracted and he runs into his, you know, to avoid a zombie that's in the road, he runs into a tree. And the fucking tree branch ends up impaling her. What are you looking at?
I was just looking at Susie Porter's Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, why? What's it say?
Oh, her lowest rated movie is called Welcome to Whoop Whoop from 1997.
What's the score?
37%.
Okay, we're not watching that one. Yeah, it reminded me of, did it remind you a little, just a little bit of when the Reavers killed Wash, that thing right through his stomach?
Yeah.
Like this tree, this big ass tree branch was right through her stomach. There's no getting her to the hospital now. Plus, she noticed that little snot on her knee anyway. So she's obviously in the infections carrying her along. So she dies. And unfortunately, Andy passes out before she dies. So when he wakes up, she's already dead. She's already turned. And she ends up biting him before he can get Rosie out and before he can get out of the car. Luckily, Rosie doesn't get bitten, but he gets bit. So he kills her with that little thingy. And he uses the bracelet. And now he's got 48 hours. I feel like you need Morley Safer. Oh, wait, that was 60 minutes. Never mind.
Yeah.
What was 48 hours? Wasn't 48 hours a show, too?
48 hours is a show. Yes, it is a show. It's about the first 48 hours after somebody goes missing or is killed or crime, basically. Oh. First 48 hours of the crime being crucial.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was thinking it was. No. Okay. Anyway, so Andy and Rosie get out on foot, and he goes to yell at the guy that he almost hit. And he realizes it's a zombie. Well, it's Thumi's dad. So yes. Andy's about ready to chuck things at him to hit himself. We're gonna call him Willie. Thumi's dad's named Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to hit Willie, and that's when Thumi comes out and says, "No, no, no!" And she leads Willie away. He is full on zombie.
Yeah,
full on fucking zombie. She's got him like tied up like a. The fuck is that movie? Sean has a Nick Frost character at the end where he's got him tied to the shed.
Yeah.
Like a doggy.
Ed,
thank you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just making a note so I don't forget later.
Chaos Hates Carnage. You're not going to forget that one.
No, that I don't need to write down.
So, luckily, he's got... Rosie on his back, which apparently this was a very physical movie for Freeman. I read like it was really hot in they're in the outback, really hot. He's carrying this baby the whole time. Like it was like physically, but he managed to keep everyone's spirits up. So that was kind of surprising.
Wow.
So like he was like the total like cheerleader of the whole movie.
That's so great.
You're like, I don't give a fuck. Just move on. I'm like, okay, I will.
No, that's great.
It didn't sound very sincere. It's like,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You can be, you can do what you want.
It was sincere. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Anyway, more zombies come. They find a truck. He's going to steal the truck. And then Vic shows up. Vic is not a good man.
No, he's my least favorite character.
He leads you to believe his wife is living back at camp, Lorraine,
mm-hmm.
who we later find out not his wife.
Not his wife.
Vic's a horrible fucking person. Like, he's like, if the apocalypse happened, he'd be Elon Musk.
That's who I was thinking of.
He takes the indigenous people, puts them in cages as bait, one of which is Thumi, another one's the Clever Man, and he uses them as bait to get the zombies there so he can kill the zombies with a rifle and then steal everything they have that's of value.
Yeah.
Because his thought philosophy is, well, when the world comes back to normal, people that have things are going to be the ones that run it. He's taken over the mine that they're at. He let everyone die inside of it. Like, apparently, what we find out from Lorraine is her husband was inside. He was one of the mine workers. And Vic rescued himself, allowed everyone to die. He didn't rescue anyone else in the mine.
Yeah.
He saved himself. So he can be on top and steal Lorraine. Like, and you know he's abusing Lorraine. He's abusing these indigenous people. Like, he is a piece of monkey shit.
Yes.
Which really makes me mad at the end, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So Vic threatens Andy. You know, like, you're going to be here. You're going to help me thieve from these people. Pick their pocket. Like, but Lorraine finally tells Andy, like, he's not my husband. You know, my husband died in the mines. He let him die. And Vic comes across her a little tete-a-tete because Andy was going to kill himself. Because he's like, these are good people. Husband and wife, they can raise, you know, Rosie. Oh, my God. I completely forgot before they even got there, they met Etta.
Yes.
Sorry, I missed a total bit.
He gets
to the school first before he gets to... He keeps trying to find someone to leave Rosie with. Mm-hmm. He needs to find a good family or somebody. So he finds Etta at the school and he's like, okay, great, Rosie, I'm going to leave you here. She's a nice woman. She pulls off her wig. She's obviously has cancer or something where she's dying.
Yeah.
Can't leave Rosie there.
No.
But Etta was a wonderful woman. She was a teacher. She told him all about, you know, my indigenous students, even Thumi. She was so smart. And all the indigenous kids left.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents pulled them. They did their own thing when this first started happening. They were the smart ones. We find out, yes, they absolutely were. They kept themselves separate. And now we're nowhere near the zombies, basically. So that's when he finds Vic and Lorraine. He's like, great. Husband and wife, they're perfect. I'm going to leave Rosie with her. He goes off to kill himself. And Lorraine finds him and says, don't. Vic's not my husband. Vic's a piece of shit. And Vic comes across this conversation. And he then knocks out our Andy and sticks him in the cage with Thumi.
Yep.
And I love this scene because he and Thumi kind of work together to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're fishing. They're able to wrap some rope that's in the cage around the door and with some meat on the end and kind of bait the zombies. The more the zombies pull, it lifts the door of the gate, the cage.
Right.
So they are able to lift the cage door open. He takes Thumi, goes back, gets his daughter. Lorraine comes back with him. They steal Vic's keys to take his truck. Love this part too. And unfortunately, Vic wakes up.
Yeah.
He's about ready to shoot Andy and Lorraine gets in front of him and gets killed.
That made me sad.
It did. So they run off. And Rick goes after him in the truck. But luckily they can't find him because they've hidden into a cave almost. And this part was funny too. Like, Andy's like taking rocks and trying to hit the handcuffs. And Thumi's like, keys. So they unlock themselves and... excuse me for 1 second. They unlock themselves and they're... Andy's like, I'm going to take him to the family on the river. I can take Rosie to the family on the river. Thumi can come with me if she wants. He's not going to leave her there by himself or herself. And, he keeps having relapses though. Like, he's rubbing his face against, like, Andy. He's like, the infection's taking over his body.
Yeah.
As they go. Like, and he's trying to make this family in the by the riverbank before he turns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's rubbing his face in blood. He's almost tempted to join a group of zombies eating meat. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not getting good. And the bad part is when they go to where Thumi left her father, they only find his jacket and his body's been burned.
Yeah.
Because apparently she didn't leave him hidden enough.
Yeah.
And they found, like, her tribe found the body, and she could. She feels horrible because she didn't get to the clever man in time. She didn't get the clever man. Couldn't do anything anyway. But she doesn't get that, and Andy's trying to tell her. But they don't make it. It's very sad.
It is very sad.
And she tells Andy, she's like, "I don't care about you or your kid. Just go," because he's trying to convince her to come with him. And eventually, she hears Rosie crying, and she goes after them. Mm-hmm. And it's a good time because it's right when Andy relapsed again.
Yeah.
So they make it to the caravan, and it's empty. But the food's fresh. It's not like the family went for very long. So Andy leaves Thumi in the caravan and goes to find the family. And the father is there digging a huge-ass grave while the mother's distracting the children.
Yeah.
He's been bit, and he's not leaving them behind. And he encourages Andy to take the gun. He's like, "I got 6 bullets. You can have the last 2.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, "Nope. Nope, not doing this." So he is walking away when you hear the shots of the family. And the father actually comes towards Andy. Like, I don't understand why he was, like, walking towards him and then shoots himself before that happens. But it's like, what, was he trying to give him the gun again?
Yeah, I don't know.
But Andy takes the gun, so.
Excuse me 1 second.
At that point, they're kind of screwed. They're going to go find out where Thumi's family is and just leave Rosie with Thumi. You know, and Andy keeps trying to get Thumi to promise, you know, take care of her if something happens to me. Great thing to ask, what, an 11-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, maybe?
I know.
So they're almost there. They're so fucking close. And they run into Vic in that tunnel. And Andy's going to trick him and kill him. He's got the pistol. And he misses with both of his fucking shots. Ugh. Which Vic beats the ever-loving piss out of him, drags Thumi from the truck, hits her head on the the train tracks, and has Rosie. When Andy wakes up again, he's got Rosie in his hands. And how Andy just took his baby and left with Thumi, I do not know. I would have fucking killed Vic. I'm sorry. I would have fucking killed him. I would have grabbed the biggest fucking rock after I took Rosie. I would put Rosie in the car, be like, "Okay, you just stay there. Thumi, you stay there. Look, a big rock. Smash him in the head." I mean, honestly. Yeah. I can't say I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You would deserve it.
They're getting closer, but Andy's almost done. I mean, his time's over. Mm-hmm. So he actually does this great thing where Thumi can barely walk because of how she was beaten.
Yeah.
So he's trying to support her, and he's like, I can't support you and have. But he's coming towards the end, and he makes a stick, basically, like a carrot stick with decaying meat on it, and makes a guard for his mouth. And the next thing you see is Thumi and Rosie riding him into camp.
Yeah.
Guiding him with a stick like a donkey. And
I have to say, so inventive.
It really was. How smart is that? Be like, this is fantastic. The tribes people there, their war party's over, they're about ready to leave, and they're like, "Thumi, because, you know, we've been looking for you." And they're about ready to kill Andy, because, I mean, he's a zombie. They have to kill him.
Yeah.
But throughout this whole movie, Andy's been trying to calm Rosie with Kay's perfume. He's got a bottle of her Shalimar, and he spritzes it every time she gets agitated. And he spritzes it for himself to kind of remember Kay.
Yeah.
So this is so sweet, because Thumi doesn't let them kill Andy yet. She takes out the Shalimar, spritzes it. You can almost see him come back to himself a little bit. And then she's like, "Okay, he's at peace now." And she lets him take care of him.
He sees that Rosie's okay.
Yeah, and safe.
Like, she's letting him know for the last time, like, "Rosie's gonna be okay. She's safe. You can go now."
And then they spear him.
And then they kill him.
And then you see Rosie, Thumi, and Thumi's mother. They're going to where all the indigenous people are.
Yep.
And you've got Andy's flannel shirt. And Rosie had a mobile made out of fishing lures. And that's hung up on a tree. And it's like the last scene you see. So, What did you think of this movie?
Okay. So I was kind of conflicted about this movie because I fucking hate zombie movies. I hate them.
Wait, what?
I hate zombie Since movies. Since when? Since like forever.
Since Fuck the last you, like man.
5 years, man. I hate zombie movies.
Why do you hate zombies? Let me ask this first. Why do you hate zombie movies? Because zombies could be a thing.
Because they're so overdone. I'm so sick of zombies. I'm so sick of zombies. I don't care. I don't give a shit about zombies anymore. I am so wow. sick of them.
Okay.
I don't care.
So you hate zombie movies.
I hate zombie movies.
I sense a but, though.
But this was a really good movie. It was. Like, the characters, the actors were all good. The characters were good. It made you feel a lot. It really got you in the gut. It was clever. It was inventive. It was a different take on a zombie movie, which I can appreciate because I fucking hate zombie movies.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I thought. How about you?
No, I enjoyed it too. I thought, I wasn't sure at first if I was going to like it because I was like, oh, it's in the outback. It's, you know, I knew it was Australia, but I wasn't sure what part of Australia. Like, there's two very distinct parts. You know, there's more city, like Sydney, right. Brisbane, and then there's the outback, which is just desert and bland and blah and, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't even with the scenery being the outback, it was really good. Like, I love the characters. I thought even, and I was so excited to see, because the only one that I knew was in it was Martin Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so excited to see Kay. What's her face in it?
Sarah Porter.
Thank you, Sarah Porter. And then I read more about Thumi. This is her first role. She was amazing in it.
Yes.
And she and Martin really connected as...
Susie Porter, not Sarah Porter.
That's what it was, Susie Porter. Excuse me 1 second. I'm trying to pull up her name because I don't want to call her Thumi because that's not her real name. Simone. Simone and Martin really connected on like off screen too, which I think helped their chemistry for the movie. Because you just got that, the caring about each other. It was very, felt real.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed both their acting. It was amazing. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind the zombies. Like, the zombies weren't, yes, you're in a post-apocalyptic world, but there weren't that many, like, there were zombies, but...
The really took the back seat. It wasn't all about the zombies. It wasn't about the gore and the eating brains and the, like, it was really about human connection and colonialism, which has been a theme for us mm-hmm. lately. And, just, whoa, I'm, like, not close enough to my mic. I am really quiet. Okay, there. Then now I'm better. Yeah, it was a lot. It was about a lot more than zombies.
It's family. It's yeah. about family. And my mom even said, you know, it wasn't a zombie movie. It was a love movie. You know, it was a love story. You know, just.
Which is why it was kind of boring. But
familial love. Shut up. And it was, there was some slow burning, but I still think it was pretty good, even with the slow burning, so.
It's not my kind of thing. It's not my thing.
I know. That's why I picked it.
Yeah.
Because we have very distinct flavors.
Yeah.
We just do.
Mm-hmm. It's not my thing. Yeah. But it was good. But it wasn't my thing. Okay. I wouldn't watch it again.
All right. Well, what was your rating? And then I'll go into fan fiction.
Well, you rate first.
No, I don't want to rate first. I'm just kidding. I probably would watch it again. I think Mama Carnage actually wants to watch it again already, which is really quick for me. So I'll probably watch it in a month when she's forgotten about it. But it wasn't like my favoriteest movie. So I'm going to probably go right around IMDb and go like a 6.821, I'd say.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. Wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. I am going to say, well, I've already said how I felt about the movie, so I'm just going to give my rating 6.5. I would not watch it again. I did not really enjoy it.
But you got a 6.5, though. Better than The Purge. Better than Final Destination.
Better than The Strangers.
True. Here it is. This is what I was reading about. They had a special rapport with Simone. Simone, this is from Martin Freeman. Simone's never acted before. She's been a joy. She's a really lovely, lovely girl. She loves to laugh. She was charging me $1 every time I swore, so I ended up giving her a lot of money. Which I could totally fucking see that. So. Yeah. What the fork. Yeah. All right. So fan fiction, there is none on fanfiction.net. Shock, shock.
Okay.
Because I don't think this is that... Not famous, but not well known.
It's not well known. I was noticing when I was looking at it on Rotten Tomatoes, it only had 77 critic reviews and 1,000 ratings. So
yeah, so not very much. Okay. Well, and this was based on a short, too. So they tried it out in a short, and then it was successful as a short, so that's why it got made into a feature film.
Oh, okay.
But still, Australian movies, they don't always get seen here.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. Just like British. Not all British movies get seen here.
Right. But British movies have a higher chance of being seen here than Australian
movies. Oh, agreed. Unless it's a major blockbuster like Lord of the Rings or something like that. I totally fucking agree.
Yeah.
But there's four on fanfiction.net, so there are some there. One that makes sense because it's combined with like Shaun of the Dead and The Walking, you know, other zombie movies. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's one with Sherlock, combined with Sherlock, where Sherlock was sent off to Australia during the apocalypse. And then there's another one that's with Minecraft. So that's an interesting one. So yeah, four on fanfiction.net. Unfortunately, I don't think any of them are finished. Oh no, the moment Sherlock's finished. So yeah, there you
interesting.
Go. Anything to add before we get the fuck out and before we pimp?
Yeah, I want to say welcome to Whoop Whoop, the Susie Porter movie.
Oh yeah.
An Australian, Susie Porter, kidnaps an American, Jonathan Shaish, and keeps him prisoner in her odd village where denizens drink beer, curse, and listen to U.S. show tunes. I'm kind of intrigued.
I
kind
of want to watch that.
It got a much higher audience score. The tomato meter was a green splotch at 37%, but the audience score was 69%. So, you know, you might want to check it out. And there's a great picture of her in like a fur coat with like a really terrible cowboy hat holding a gun. God.
Oh, oops.
That made a really loud sound. Sorry, everybody.
So unprofessional. Just kidding. What notes were you taking? Can I know?
Oh, I just wanted to add the song Now I'm Feeling Zombified to the end of the episode.
Okay.
Just as like a little
something, something.
Yeah, something, something.
A little extra.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything to pimp before we get out?
Nope.
Do you want to tell them about our new project or not yet?
Not yet.
Fine.
Not until we have it all ironed out.
I think it's ironed. I think it's good.
I think we've barely talked about it.
I think I just want to get into it. Okay, coming soon. A new project near you.
Yes, coming soon. We will be having a new podcast. So if you like what we do here and you think you'd like to watch something else or listen to something else that we do, then, you know, keep your eyes open because that'll be coming soon.
Just to be clear, though, we're not abandoning this podcast. This is an extra project that we're doing.
Yes.
So this one will keep going.
Just to be clear, this podcast isn't going anywhere.
Well, get us the fuck out of here then.
All right. So everybody, please. I don't know. Shit. You know, we're part of a podcast network and it's a really great podcast network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror, and they have a great podcast network. If you're into horror podcasts and you're looking for some more, you know, go check it out. It'll be linked in the show notes. And
damn it.
Stop it. I will smack your knuckles.
What are you, my nun from third grade?
Yes. I am. How did you know?
You were like, you're younger than me? No. That hurt.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make it hurt. I was just trying to smack you before you yanked your hand away.
You asshole. I didn't mean to make you hurt. I just meant to smack you.
Well, it's true.
Take your fucking porcupine over here. Oh, shit.
She's not a porcupine and you know that. She was up earlier today. She's snoozing.
Was she?
Yep. She's awake. She's not awake. Oh. She was awake earlier today. She's asleep now because she was awake in the middle of the day at like 3 p.m. So weird. We're on social media. If you're interested in contacting us or whatever, we're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram. We have a Twitter. We have a Good Pods. We have a Slasher. So get in touch with us. That'll be linked in the show notes too. We really appreciate reviews. It only takes like 5 minutes. That's all it's got to take. Wherever you listen, we would appreciate a review. And if you've got cash to flash, we have a merch store. So that'll be linked in the show notes as well. So that's it for me, Chaos. So I'll just say thanks for listening and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
A good night from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of interrupting cats.